Good morning. A Thursday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, Bernie Sanders dropped out of the presidential race yesterday.
It's quite a story, David. You have the coronavirus, and it subsumes everything else. But Sanders was in, and he was in from the very beginning. He was leading the pack. It was obvious that the Democratic establishment decided that they needed a more moderate candidate. And at the last minute, before a crucial primary, there's a defection of people who were running and said they were going to support Joe Biden being more moderate. So now there is this tremendous tension between the Sanders program, what he wanted to do, and it's very hard to, disagree with much of what Bernie Sanders has to say. He's brought to the Democratic Party the idea that we have to be for the people who really need it the most. And we do need universal health care of one kind or another. And we do need to make sure that everybody has a subsistence wage. And those are the things that Sanders stands for. And a lot of younger people, as well as a lot of people my age, are very much for the program that he is advancing. So I'm thinking that Bernie Sanders has achieved a great deal here. And now the idea is if the Democrats want to win, they just have to bring the Biden supporters together with the Bernie Sanders supporters, because the polls are all showing this is going to be an incredibly close race. If the Sanders people don't come out and vote, Trump is going to win. So now there has to be a negotiation between the Biden people and the Sanders people. Biden has already put out invitations to the Sanders people and saying how much he needs them and wants them. And now the question is, will they listen? Will they be there for him? Sanders has done a great service, in my opinion, for this country in keeping the Democrats and the people from the moderate left to the further left on track to try to do more. And he has certainly achieved that. As for Biden, we really don't know whether he's got the stuff to come out and do what he needs to do in order to win this election. Right now, of course, he's cooped up in Delaware doing politics from home. But in the end, Bernie Sanders did what I think was the responsible thing to do. And that is why we're talking about it this morning, because it is a major story.
And of course, he'll have to pick his vice president.
Well, that's right. There's an interesting story in the papers this morning of the 10 people who are most likely to catch Biden's eye as the vice president, and every one of them is a woman. I think we have to assume he's going to keep his word that it is going to be a woman. There is an indication that Biden, in order to win this election, is going to name his vice presidential candidate as soon as July, and that this is a mechanism for attracting a lot of voters and using the vice presidential lever to help himself win. So the country is going to have to see whether Biden is up to the task. If he is, he could win, but it's going to be a close election.
Well, the governor of New York also has made it clear that everyone will be able to vote by absentee ballot in the June presidential primary, which got moved. And on the national scene, a headline from the Times today, Republicans pursue limits on voting by mail. Despite the coronavirus, public health officials recommend absentee ballots to keep people safe. But President Trump and his party portray expanding voting measures as ripe for fraud. You always talk about if more people voted, better chance for a Democrat to win.
Well, there's no question about it. We know that more Democrats don't vote because there are more Democrats in the country, and 50% of the people don't vote in a presidential election. We also know that every time in New York State, when there was a chance to expand the franchise to have more people voting, the Republicans in the state Senate said no. Not every time, very close to it. So that is a national phenomenon. Republicans know that if they can keep the vote count down, they have a better chance of winning. It's irresponsible, it's detestable, because that's not what a Republican democracy ought to be. But that's what they do.
Well, of course, the coronavirus is still upon us, and scientists now warn the virus might not fade in the summer. A new report sent to the White House science advisor says the country should not rely on warm weather to stop the contagion. Meantime, talk about cabin fever for many people right now.
That's right, David. A lot of us are cooped up. I'm so lucky. I have a wonderful wife who really has been so wonderful to me, and I try my best to do the same with her. But when you're cooped up, it's tough. I go out for a walk every day. I walk 4 miles. I try to do my best to keep healthy. But this is not the way that Americans are used to living. We are social animals. And so when we're called upon to sit in a house, it becomes very difficult to keep it all up. And we have to all try to be good to each other and to make sure that we love each other, because otherwise it's going to be very difficult to get through this. I think that this pandemic will eventually be over. We all know that. And it will have tremendous implications for our political system, but it will also change our psyches for a long time to come.
Well, and you have one more friend, if you think about it. It's WAMC, which is why we're so passionate about keeping this radio station on the air to bring you that bit of comfort and that information you need.
Yeah, we are passionate about it, and sometimes that passion can overflow. I had a discussion with Rosemary Armeo, which got a little out of hand yesterday, and I got a number of letters of great people who said to me, come on, Alan, cool it. This is a time when we all have to rein in our passions, and I think that's true. And remember, we're here for you. This radio station is committed to our community, and I don't mean community in the usual blah, blah way. I mean the people who care about this radio station and who write letters every day about what lifesavers the station is for them at this time. We know that people are listening for much longer periods of time than they have been when they're at work in other places. And so people are getting used to listening to WAMC all day long, even though they don't go in their cars. So we love you and we trust you and we know you'll be there for WAMC because, as I've written to so many people thanking them for money that they've sent in, you got to believe that we're all in this together, and we are.